It's been 2 weeks since Louisiana began phase two of slowly reopening the state, and public health officials are seeing worrying trends. Rosemary Westwood reports.
There are two key measures health department officials are tracking: the number of new cases of coronavirus and the percentage of overall tests that are positive, and both are going up.
I mean, I think we're certainly worried that we're seeing movement in the wrong direction.
Dr. Alex Biu is the assistant secretary for the Louisiana Office of Public Health. In recent weeks, he sounded the alarm particularly about a few key regions in the state: the areas around Lake Charles in the southwest, Alexandria in the center of Louisiana, and Monroe in the northeast. And while he said cases in Monroe show some signs of leveling off amid a wave of increased testing, that's not true for the Lake Charles and Alexandria regions. There, the percentage of tests that are positive is rising too, an indicator that the virus is continuing to spread.
And it's not just cases, we're also seeing hospitalizations go up in those two regions.
The question is why, and one likely answer is that some people simply aren't taking the virus seriously, especially in parts of the state that weren't initially hit hard by the pandemic. People might not be wearing masks or keeping 6 feet of distance from others when they go out. Susan Hassig is an infectious disease epidemiologist and professor at Tulane University.
One of the challenges that we've got is understanding what may be regional differences in terms of willingness to engage in the kinds of behaviors that are important to reducing the spread of the virus.
The problem isn't just Louisiana. Outbreaks in bordering states could have an impact as well. Again, Dr. Biu from the health department.
If you look at Texas, one of the biggest hotspots that they have is Houston, and certainly when we look at what's going on in Region 5 in Lake Charles and Calcasieu and the areas around it, we certainly are concerned that that aligns with one of the Texas hotspots.
Hassig from Tulane said some neighboring states in the South reopened far too soon.
Texas should never have reopened, nor should Florida, because they never brought their case counts down. Louisiana did.
But that doesn't mean the cases will stay down. Hassig worries that outbreaks might be fueled by more than just the virus spreading.
I am not so concerned about from a permeability of borders and infections moving across, but almost rather attitudes permeating the border.
Like the nation, public health officials have also been grappling with how to respond to the wave of massive protests against racism and police violence, and especially how they're tied to dramatic racial disparities in cases and deaths of COVID-19. On one hand, protests are outside, a key way to diminish contagion, and protesters have often been wearing masks. On the other, hundreds of people have been bunched together, shouting and singing, or coughing and heaving after being hit with tear gas.
You know, if I'm trying to decide what's a higher risk to health, being in a casino indoors with a mask versus being outdoors, really fighting for civil rights and anti-racism, it's hard for me to say that the protests present a greater risk. And so right now we don't see that association.
Another worrying trend is how few people who test positive for the virus are actually being reached by contact tracers. These are the people tasked with contacting every single person who tests positive for the virus and anyone they may have been in close contact with, to encourage them to self-isolate, to stop the disease's spread. And the numbers here aren't good either. The Department of Health only has contact information for just over half of positive coronavirus cases, and is only reaching less than two-thirds of those people. The health department is working to get contact information for all positive cases and trying to educate the public to pick up their phone when it calls, BU said.
Yes, it's voluntary. It's not mandatory. We're not trying to, go out and punish people for having COVID. It's the opposite. We're saying, look, this is the only and best opportunity that we have to do our civic duty to try to stop the spread of COVID, and we're here to help.
Hassig said it's the key way to cut short a potential outbreak and limit the virus's ability to spread exponentially.
It's absolutely critical, absolutely, because otherwise we could, in relatively short order, find ourselves back in March.
It's not clear we're heading in that direction, But it's also not out of the realm of the possible, especially if we begin to act as if the battle has been won months or perhaps years before there's a vaccine. If you walk into a restaurant and no one's wearing a mask, Dr. Biu said, you should walk out. In New Orleans, I'm Rosemary Westwood.